Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we're talking the Yeezy Gap update that I thought we were going to get yesterday during the Gap annual report or investor call that was happening. There had been a call in March that was the earnings report for the fourth quarter of 2020. And in that call, they had a few times addressed Yeezy Gap. So this being the next call and being a shareholders meeting, it seemed like something where they would mention Yeezy Gap, especially with all the rumors that the release was imminent, yada, yada, yada. So there was actually a way to get in and listen to the call, which I did. And there was actually a live thread on West Sub Ever where everybody's reacting in the moment. So you have all these like Kanye hooligans listening to this Gap investor call, just waiting to hear some kind of update about Yeezy Gap. And I'm sure that there were at least, I don't know, hundreds of us, 100 of us, like more than what's normally in a Gap investor call. And we're just kind of listening to the CEO give an update in like this rah-rah speech, like, we have used the pandemic as an opportunity to redefine our goals and really discover the core of what it is we're doing. And we're coming out of this. It was really like, elevating. Like I wanted to go kind of like a coach inspiring you, like go out and run through a brick wall that's stopping me from entrepreneurship. And then she finishes talking and you're like, all right, you know, she didn't say anything about Yeezy Gap. Okay. But there's a whole Q&A portion, right? And we have all these Kanye fans in here. Someone is going to ask about Yeezy Gap. And there's 1 second where they're like, any questions from investors? You're like, this is it. This is the moment. We're going to get something. And then they just go, no questions. That's the end of the call. And hung up. So all of us were just kind of in shock. The live thread was hilarious with everybody reacting. Even Casey Pluto was in there, which was really funny. Just like, LOL. So that was the result of that. And we're going to go through a little bit of the aftermath. And I'm sorry for getting you hyped. I usually try to curb enthusiasm when it comes to like, this is the next deadline we should be excited about, yada, 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 and kind of getting ahead of things. I was pretty certain after the last call that this is what we're going to be getting. So I'm sorry if I led you astray there when it comes to information we're going to get today, especially the last two like hyped Yeezy Gap videos. But you can see here, West Sub Ever, shout out to West Sub Ever with Ghost Bubbles, you know, like Gap meeting ended, no announcements, LMAO, they didn't do the Q&A either. So you can go there if you want to see some of the reactions from people. And then you can see here that Negnats said Yeezy Gap announcement is much more likely to happen at or before the Q1 earnings call on the 27th. And that was the thing too. I didn't think this was an investor meeting when I first made the video. I thought it was an earnings call. But no, it was the investors meeting and not the earnings call. So the earnings call is on the 27th. So if there is another date that you want to look forward to and pin your hopes and dreams of Yeezy Gap information on, it's going to be the 27th. I don't think I'll make another video leading up to that that's so hype inducing unless there's something a little more concrete. But in the wake of that earnings call, I'll definitely make a video just saying if something happened or didn't happen, you know? So that's the next day to kind of get excited about. And then there's a post by Maddie T. Reddit's Yeezy Gap, what we know so far, which is just kind of collecting together some of the information that we have going from confirmed to unconfirmed, but with some credible resources to just complete rumor without any foundation for belief. And The confirmed stuff is just like the simplest stuff. The logo is the Gap logo, but with the Yeezy instead of Gap. That's something that Kanye had posted himself and that we went over in one of the previous videos as TMZ saying that Kanye had filed the paperwork. They will sell hoodies, shoes, pants, bags, t-shirts, and coats, and possibly more that I haven't been shown yet. And that was Kanye. There was also an image that was going around that looked like a single sheet advertisement for Yeezy Gap. There was a hoodie, pants, a coat that I've seen. I first saw it in like October or November of 2020. And then recently people were spreading it around like, oh, I got inside information. Like, here's this photo. Don't show anyone. It's like that photo's been around. But we don't know if that's an actual mock-up, if that's just something that was a placeholder, how the clothes have maybe changed or not changed. Gap expects to break $150 million in sales in its first full year. That was from the Gap. Nigerian British designer Mololola Ogunlesi is the design director of Yeezy Gap. Kanye announced as well. Kanye is remodeling a Gap store as part of the partnership, which is kind of cool, but haven't heard any progress on that. I do wonder, is that going to be in Philly? Where is that? Unconfirmed, but with a lot of credibility, credible things backing it up. From all the information we have, it most likely would be released internationally. So that was people sending messages to Gap customer service and then saying, yes, it will be available eventually, like US release, but we plan on the global release. But you have to consider how much customer service knows and how those details are subject to change. It'll most likely release in the next 3 months. Yeah, Gap customer service reps that people have mentioned or messaged have either said, we currently don't have a date, or sometime in May, like before the end of this half a year. And that was the thing from the last Gap earnings call, was that they said we should expect Yeezy Gap before the end of the first half of the year, which is May, June. But here we are in May with no new updates on when things are coming out. There will supposedly be pop-up stores. I guess Gap customer service had said that too. And then all the unconfirmed rumors, Donda's release will tie up with Yeezy Gap. Yeezy Gap is supposedly releasing on 13th of May. Kanye will return to Twitter with the release of Yeezy Gap. No, maybe. Multiple notable celebrities will model for Yeezy Gap. Maybe. I feel like that one is probably rumor because Kanye had initially was going to have Shia LaBeouf come and model for some things, and Shia apparently stood Kanye up. And I forget who he got to do it. Was it Bieber? I think Bieber came in place of Shia kind of last minute. So I think that's all that we kind of know in terms of the models. And then Kanye had gone to Belgium in November and December and was photographed with some of what seemed to be the Gap clothes. I think he took like his whole ensemble of Gap clothes out to Belgium to show to some people like Axel Vervoet to see if they liked the clothes. But you couldn't really tell what was there, right? Like, oh, is that a hoodie? Is that a jacket? Are those pants? It's just like a bunch of clothes folded on the floor. But this is kind of, I think, the best rundown of what we know to this point, with all of this stuff being just the basic stuff. If you've been following along the entire time, you're like, yeah. And then this is kind of the middle ground stuff that's pretty contested at the moment. And then finally with this stuff, that's just more of a wish list than anything that has legs to it at this point. But that's where we're at. And of course, as there's more legitimate updates that happen, we'll be making videos. But I won't be doing another hype video, I don't think, until there's something a little more concrete. So I'll spare you. I thought this was funny and didn't want to make a full video on it. So if you're watching to this point, hopefully you enjoy this. I have a well-known grudge against the song Liftoff. So I was in the car and it came on. I was just listening to the Watch the Throne album. And I said, do I skip? And yeah, controversial opinions abound. But I forgot that Mike Dean follows us and that a lot of like the Kanye songs that we love, Mike Dean had a hand in. But also the few Kanye songs that I would ever dunk on or not enjoy, Mike Dean also had a hand in and sees the tweets and comments on the tweets, and I kind of forgot about it. So he's just like, hell no, don't skip it, which ratioed me by quite a bit. And it was just like unexpected moment of like, oh yeah, Mike Dean sees this stuff. So sorry to you, Mike, for all the stuff that I tweet that probably makes it onto his timeline. But speaking of which, if you're enjoying the channel and you want to support us, the easiest way is to like, subscribe, and comment, as those things tell YouTube this is a channel people engage with and appreciate, and then they show it to more people, which does a lot for getting us new viewers and hopefully subscribers. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, which is a line-by-line narrative and thematic exploration of Kanye's discography. We go song by song, and we've been doing this since 2015, and we did one time through the discography and had a lot of insights, a lot of great response, but we also didn't have great mics at first. We were still figuring out the format, so we really wanted to go back through and redo a lot of the earlier content just to kind of raise the bar on the quality of it from just the production aspects as well as the insights. So we are through College Dropout 2.0 and through Late Registration 2.0 and into Graduation. And our I Wonder 2.0 episode just came out. And if you haven't listened or aren't familiar with, we're going through the narrative of Graduation and its three acts, where Kanye is still in a place of innocence at the beginning of the album, then loses that innocence as the ego takes over, with I Wonder being the tipping point between Act 1 and Act 2, as Kanye decides to leave Chicago behind, to leave his innocence behind, and graduates into this place of superstardom and fame. And really, in the second act, we see the highs that Kanye gets from that, like personally, setting up a lot of the blowback that will happen, with there being this growing sense of doom and disaster that undercuts a lot of the second act of songs, from Good Life, Can't Tell Me Nothing, Flashing Lights, Everything I Am, Leading to the Glory. And you're seeing some of that tension, right, on songs like Drunken Hot Girls and Flashing Lights, where this ego is kind of starting to cause issues. And that leads into the third act, which is more of just kind of a finale with Homecoming and Big Brother. So you can find out all these details. The analysis will change how you listen to Kanye's discography. Any episode will have that impact. I guarantee it. We also have a movie website where we explain movie themes and endings. We've been doing this since 2011, and this is kind of the fourth iteration of this website, but we're writing these like gigantic 8,000 word, 4,000 word explanations of movies, with one coming out every month. I'm currently working on an explanation of the movie Perfect Blue, if you've ever seen that. But The Wailing is the most recent piece, and is also pretty stellar, which can now be watched on Hulu, I'm pretty sure. So, and then lastly, we co-wrote the Dissect season on Yeezus, which is still releasing new episodes right now. So if you haven't checked that out and you want to really have Yeezus become maybe your favorite Kanye album, if it's not already, and even if it is, have a whole new appreciation for it, listen to this. It's the power of mine and Travis's lyrical deconstruction combined with Cole Kushner's production analysis and podcast structuring that's so genius and has made Dissect such a hit. The I'm In It episode was personally the one that I was the most excited about and that I enjoyed writing the most. And 52 minutes, which is really huge. New Slaves is also really long as well. So if you want to get into it, then right here is the place to go. And it's on Spotify only right now, but it'll extend to other podcast platforms once the season ends, I think in June. So if you don't have the Spotify account to listen, don't worry. You just have to have some patience. But that's it for now. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.